AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In Washington, the bullseye of a huge snowstorm expected to hit the East Coast beginning tomorrow.
Certainly appears to be it's going to be a major one rivaling some of the bigger storms we've seen. I would say it has potential to be certainly record-setting.
The National Weather Service's Bruce Sullivan saying the region may see close to 2 feet of snow beginning tomorrow and into Saturday. That storm will travel up the East Coast, though we don't yet know exactly how much snow the New York City and Boston areas will get. The Washington area got a light dusting of snow yesterday, and even that caused some massive traffic tie-ups.
It's terrible, especially if you don't have the right tires.
And do you have the right tires?
No.
He talked to WJLA-TV. This same storm will mean ice and freezing rain for Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky beginning today. Looks like Wall Street will open lower today after yesterday's ugly slide. AP correspondent Warren Levinson's in New York.
Blue chip stock prices fell another 1.5%, 249 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, as the price of crude oil plunged again to below $27 a barrel for the first time since May of 2003. As much as that is a boon for consumers, it's catastrophic for energy producers and the banks that have lent them billions. The hole in the Dow was positively cavernous at midday, down 566 points at its low. The Standard & Poor's 500 lost 1% for the day. The NASDAQ, filled with tech stocks that staged a final hour rally, fell just marginally. Warren Levinson, New York.
Asian markets fell today, but European stocks have been a little bit higher. Three Americans still missing in Baghdad. Now we're hearing that the kidnappers may be Shiite militiamen. The U.S. Embassy says it's working with Iraqi authorities to try to find the Americans. This is AP Radio News. Stuck in the Senate, a bill requiring tougher screening for Syrian and Iraqi refugees. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
The bill, already approved by the House, would require those refugees to pass strict background checks to show they're not a threat to national security before they come into the U.S. Senator John Cornyn says it's common sense.
This is about our national security.
But Democrats blocked the effort, saying the GOP refused to allow votes on several amendments, including Donald Trump's call to ban Muslims from entering the U.S. Senator Richard Durbin said Republicans didn't want to take on their presidential frontrunner.
They run like scalded cats.
The GOP effort was 5 votes short of the 60 needed to advance the legislation. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Alabama plans to execute convicted killer Christopher Brooks tonight for raping and murdering a woman he met when they both worked as camp counselors in upstate New York. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.